see, this is a planned city. The college is built here on the same hill, and then it's up the south of a mile down there.
Your Majesty, it is indeed a rare and genuine privilege as Rector of the College of William and Mary in Virginia to welcome your gracious Majesty, your distinguished husband, and your royal party to our beloved college. The interest of the British Crown in education for Virginia, although dating to 1607, was clearly made evident in 1693 by King William II and Queen Mary III with the granting of the Royal Charter, establishing and endowing this institution with funds and lands. Following the destruction of the college in 1705 by fire, generous support from Queen Anne very significantly assisted in the rebuilding necessary to achieve the noble purposes as specified in the charter. The esteemed visit to the campus by Queen Elizabeth, the Queen Mother, in 1954 further strengthened the long and cherished relationship between the royal family and the college. But today marks a new and signal honor in the heritage of the college, for this is the very first visit to be made to us by a reigning monarch of Great Britain. Permit me to express to Your Majesty our corporate thanks for the numerous manifestations of royal favor, and in the name of the College of William and Mary in Virginia, entreat your acceptance of this token of welcome and of our abiding good wishes.
Very much indeed for this beautiful book. I'm very happy to have this opportunity of paying a brief visit to this, the first college of royal foundation in North America. I cherish this link between the Crown and your college because it is a part of our joint history, particularly as it is a part of our history in which we can both take pride. It also demonstrates the very close association which has always existed between learning, the arts and sciences of our countries. In the early days of this college, those links played an important role in setting the early pattern of American scientific and academic development. It might surprise some of them, but I can say quite sincerely that I am very proud of the fact that this college educated so many founders of your nation. Rarely has any country been able to produce a group of such enlightened and skilled statesmen as those who gathered around George Washington. I have brought with me a book for your archives, which will, I hope, remind you of the association between the college and the crown. It is a copy of the statutes of the Order of the Garter. Each knight of the Garter is presented upon his investiture with such a copy. This copy was presented to Prince William, Duke of Gloucester, the nephew of King William, some 3 years after he and Queen Mary had granted a charter to their Royal College in Virginia. It gives me great pleasure to present this book to you now.
Your Majesty, permit me to express our sincere gratitude, both for this new honor you have given to the college and for the royal benefaction bestowed by your majesty upon us. In the founding, the endowing, and the nurture of this college, your forebears have interested themselves. I beg your majesty to accept our thanks for the new luster you have so graciously added to one of our oldest and most cherished traditions.
Your Royal Highness, on behalf of the College of William and Mary in Virginia, it is my great honor to welcome you. Your presence today signalizes a relationship between our college and the University of Edinburgh that extends from our founder and first president, the Reverend James Blair, a graduate of your beloved university. One of the fruits of the heritage in which we pride ourselves is the transference across the seas of the English common law. Two prominent alumni of the College of William and Mary in Virginia, the Honorable George Wythe, first professor of law in an American college, and John Marshall, fourth Chief Justice of the United States, have devoted themselves to those principles expounded by Sir William Blackstone. It seems appropriate at this time to ask that Your Royal Highness accept these modest contributions prepared by members of our faculty, which serve to rededicate ourselves to those principles. May we request also that as Chancellor of the University of Edinburgh, you accept these same volumes for your institution as one small token of our abiding concern and respect.
Thank you very much, Mr. President, for those books. I know it isn't Christmas, but there are some more presents. As you just said, Dr. Blair was the founder of this university, and he received his degree of Master of Arts at the University of Edinburgh in 1691. In 1673, and then founded this university in 1691. Now, as you know, I'm Chancellor of the University of Edinburgh, and that is a sort of nebulous super president. And I've been asked by the university to bring a present to you from them to commemorate this link. Five books.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, we got good too.
I don't know whether this would interest you, but there is a photostat copy of Blair's signature on joining the Edinburgh University Library, an agreement which he signed. And he swore that he would not willingly blot, violate, cancel, or wrong any book of the said library, nor move any book out of its own place without the consent and leave of the keeper.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate this immensely. Your Royal Highness, with sincere appreciation, we accept your royal favor.